Welcome to Spill Realty, the podcast where real estate professionals spill the wildest, craziest, most jaw-dropping stories from the field. I'm your host, Jessa Patton, an agent with RE/MAX at the Crossing, here to bring you the behind-the-scenes tales from the world of real estate. If you haven't already, be sure to like, follow, and subscribe to at Spill Realty on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, all the things. And I hope that you enjoy today's episode. Joining me today is Karina Hernandez.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Welcome. How long have you been in real estate, Karina?
Since August 2021.
And have you been with True Blood Real Estate this entire time?
Yep. One and only. I'm loyal.
I love it. So tell me a little bit of how you got into real estate.
It's actually a pretty funny story how I got into real estate. This was never in my plans growing up. My family never talked about real estate. Nonetheless, using it as a career. And so then I went to Purdue doing social work, or thinking that I wanted to go to law school at one point. And then I got pregnant. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. I love my minion, but I just couldn't do law school and be a single mom.
No,
all at the same time. I was already exhausted my senior year. So then I did my backup plan, which was social work. And then when I did social work, it got a little scary. Things happen, life happened, and so then I had to find a different plan just so I can find more stability in life.
Absolutely. So did someone approach you with an opportunity, or how did you think real estate is the field I want to jump into?
Yeah, actually, it's funny because at the time I had a cousin who was killing it in real estate, and I was just like, that's awesome. Like, good for you. I see all the families that you're helping. I love how excited, like, new families were coming in.
Right.
And then I also had a different realtor who I knew. He would come in to the restaurant that I was working at, because that's how I would find the balance between DCS and serving. So then he would come in and he would tell me, like, you should be a realtor, you should just take your test. And I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna pass, but okay, fine, I'll take the test. I took everything online. I needed to just do it whenever I had time, and at like 8 p.m. I was doing the course. So then I passed the exam and I was like, okay, well, I'm doing this, like, what do I do now? And at the time, I quit my server job. I was like, well, I have to make it. Like, I have a 2-year-old at the time.
You're supporting another life.
I'm supporting another life. So I was just like, what am I doing? Like, my kid is going to be hungry. I'm hungry. And I was dependent on a credit card. Thank you, Discover, for approving me. And so
that cashback bonus.
The cashback bonus was so good at the end of the year. And that's how I got into real estate. I didn't know what I was doing, but that one person, that one realtor who said, you should just apply for your realtor license, see if you pass, and if you do, come work with me, I'll show you the ropes.
And you've been killing it.
But I don't know what the heck I'm doing. I really do just jump into
the
deep end.
Fake it till you make it.
I fake it till I make it, and my goal has always, always been to help people, especially a community that I've been in all my life. I got thrown into the deep end and so many unknowns that I was just like, okay, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm not gonna screw you over. We're gonna figure it out together. And so here I am, still liking real estate.
I love it so much. So a little background, when I got into real estate, after 6 months of being at a brokerage, I made the jump to True Blood. But before I even got my license, I was looking at agents in Lafayette.
Sure.
And I don't think I've ever told you this.
So no,
this
tell
is,
me.
This is
new.
So sweet. This is going to be a little emotional. You were definitely one of my idols that I looked up to.
Really?
Swear to God. And I have always admired you. So it's amazing to have created this beautiful friendship that we have.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And to have you on my show and be my first guest. So it truly does come full circle. Like, I get chills thinking
me
about
too.
It.
Me too. I just got chills,
like,
right
I feel
now.
So
I was like,
honored.
Wait a minute.
I feel so honored having you here.
when you were, like, creeping on me, essentially, what was it like seeing me on social media? I assume social media.
I truly thought you had a great presence on social media.
Oh, good.
And I know that, like, we've been working on our own social medias and posting more. But I was like, man, she's killing it. I'm like, I want to be an agent like Karina.
I'm just a minion.
So I'm like, I got to go to True Blood because apparently, you know, that's where it's at, which it is a great brokerage. So
it really is.
It really is. I just made a career jump for personal decisions.
And that's okay. I think that's what I enjoy about True Blood, or just in general, any brokerage. Like, it's not a competition. Like, it's right. If we can help each other, that's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
We're resources to each other, and we help each other out. And I love that. Part of me loves that she's not a part of me, because I wish she would come back. But part of me loves that she's not a true blood, because if I do have a bad day, I know that I can reach out to her and be like, this person did this and this, and it's not like awkward.
But when we can also collaborate on
that too.
You know, different the deals stuff. Too.
No, yeah, just kidding.
The boring work. It's work.
I'm just kidding.
Before we dive in, please note, if you're a realtor or real estate professional, always consult your managing broker or seek legal advice for any real estate matters. The resolutions in these stories are for entertainment purposes only and may not reflect best practices or legal standards.
I'm sure you have a story for us of like a crazy experience with some clients.
Sure.
It's time to spill the tea.
How deep are we going into this?
I don't know. How deep do you want to go? Should we just do a full send?
Sure.
Let's do a full send. Just so you know, names, locations are obviously going to be changed. So we're going to make those up as we go. But the bulk of the story is going to be real.
Okay. So I had a transaction. I was helping a seller move to Lafayette. And the seller had a home an hour away. I had listed the home just because I was new. I didn't know any better. I needed the listing. I needed the experience. So I took it.
And you live and learn.
You live and you learn. And so I took the listing an hour away. Everything was dandy. We found a house here in Lafayette. However, this house was near a cornfield. They knew that.
Did you take them to look at the property in person, or was it a virtual tour?
Nope. We saw it in person.
Okay, in person.
Three times. Before we submitted
Duly
an
noted.
Offer. Before we submitted an offer. Like, okay. Nothing was accepted. They were homeschooling. There were so many things that they needed detail-wise to this new house moving forward from their previous ones, which respectfully, I understand that makes a lot of sense when you're moving. Mm-hmm. So we found the house that they liked, and everything was going fine. The selling part, I even lowered my commission just so they could walk away with more money. I negotiated so much on their end. I even went to their church because they invited me. I felt like I was creating a great rapport. They were going to become friends of mine. So many things. Then the final walkthrough comes around to their house and to the Lafayette house. So it's back-to-back closings because we need to close on their house to move forward with the Lafayette house. I get to their house and they have not moved out. They haven't even moved a box. They haven't even packed things into their box. So then immediately I'm like, what's going on? Like, we're closing today.
Oh, God. And they did not have post-possession.
No. We had done the final walkthrough on their Lafayette house the day prior. And to me, and this is when you can't assume anything in real estate as a realtor.
Say that louder for the people in the back.
You can't assume. Do not assume. Again, I assumed. If we're walking through this, I'm telling you we're closing. I'm telling you we don't have post-possession. I'm asking you questions like, how did the moving go? How's your packing going? To me, everything's going great because that's how the responses that I'm getting.
Right.
Cool. I went to the listing to just go pick up my sign and my lockbox. And buyer gets there to do their final walkthrough. Mm-hmm. Naturally, obviously, I'm glad they did.
Absolutely. Always do a final walkthrough.
Yes.
Always.
Please.
And if you can do it, like, just before you're closing, do it.
They're like, what the heck?
What the
And I'm like,
hell?
Me too. What the? This is news to me too. Welcome to the chaos.
It's like, now what?
Yeah, now what? What are we going to do? And luckily, buyers were awesome and they allowed us to close the next day. So I pushed both closings back 24 hours, essentially.
Can you imagine moving out of a house in 24 hours?
Well, it gets worse.
Oh, no. Okay.
So at this point, I'm like, all right, Karina, like, problem, we have a solution, we have 24 hours, let's make it work. And I will never forget this, Reagan with Lafayette Listings.
Mm-hmm. Love her. Absolutely.
I
love
her. You always. She was the listing agent on the Lafayette house.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling her the chaos, I'm telling her what's going on. I personally go out of my way, and mind you, I'm a new realtor, like, I'm dependent on credit cards here.
Yeah.
I go to the U-Haul. Karina Hernandez, rent out a U-Haul for my people. I get my dad out there. I get Reagan out there. I get all these people out there. We start boxing everything up, throwing things into, not throwing, but packing the U-Haul up.
As quickly as possible.
As quickly as possible, like efficient, like let's go, let's go, let's go. All I hear is mother-in-law complaining, saying like, this is not going to be done. I go into the kitchen and I'm like, if you're just going to complain, please leave because we're trying to make this work.
Yeah, we have deadlines.
She starts packing. That's that. Then one of my clients is just like, are we going to actually make this work? I'm like, we can't think about that. Just keep going.
All you can do is pack and load.
I said, listen, we are in this situation because you guys didn't pack. But anyway, so then that's what happened.
How do you not know?
Especially if you already have a house. Like, you've already moved into a house before. Like, you've already been through this. I can't imagine. Why are you using me as a realtor? Why didn't you use your realtor before? So then it made me think, like, you've already burnt this bridge before.
Right.
Did I think about that as a newbie? Well, it didn't end very well. That was the first time that I've ever cried. My first worst transaction. Because not only did I pay for boxes after that, I got the U-Haul. I drove the U-Haul an hour here, then I drove it back.
So I just picture little Karina,
a minion. I'm 5'1", 5'2" on good days. Like, I am not. I had to get a pillow. I am traumatized by this transaction.
They should
I
be
really
thanking
am.
You.
Well, no, it gets worse.
Oh gosh. Okay, continue.
Did I remind you that the Lafayette house is by a cornfield?
Yes.
There's no doubt. Mm-hmm. So now we're driving an hour away to Lafayette to close on their new house, to move in into their new house. Mm-hmm. At the closing table, at Columbia Title. I remember this very clearly because that's how I feel like I built such a great rapport with Stephanie Gentry, because she felt for me so hard. They called my managing broker, were complaining how I didn't tell them that there was like these field mice in the house and infested the house and blah, 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 blah. They didn't tell me until they went through the owner and the managing broker, and they sent emails saying how bad I was, and I was the worst agent ever. So then the solution to that was to cut my commission even more, so then they can hire, like, what's it called?
But wait, don't the contracts protect us because we say we're not professionals and like X, Y, and Z, and you need to have a professional come in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they waived inspection.
Oh.
This was in 2021.
Oh. Well, then I would tell them to go f*** themselves.
Well, that didn't happen for me. Mm-hmm. So then I started crying naturally because I'm a crybaby. But
oh, so am I. It's okay.
I got so emotional because I was like, I did everything. Like, I helped you guys move. I ended up cutting my commission again.
So no 5-star review?
I didn't even ask.
I'm kidding.
Oh my God. I was so pissed. I was so pissed. I was so sad. I was reviewing, reflecting so many things on like, what could I have done differently? Mm-hmm. Now it's a different story. You can't do that to me twice. And they already sold their house.
Oh, since then.
Since then. Yep. They sold it.
They couldn't handle the mice.
They listed it last year. Well, I thought my whole commission giving it to them was to get rid of the mice, but you know, field.
So reflecting back on that now, yep. If you could go back and change one thing, maybe like your communication style or how you explain documents, what would that be?
Going back now,
yeah,
I would definitely highlight and make sure they initial on the important sections on the purchase agreement and listing agreement. And I don't lower my commission anymore.
No.
Unless there's a valid purpose saying like, I lost my job and I'm not getting the 40 hour. Maybe we'll talk about it. I have built a better backbone for myself moving forward. And I don't take an hour away listings anymore. That's not my.
Mm-hmm. You narrow down your radius.
Exactly.
But when you're fresh into the industry, you're going to take what you can get because you got to put food on that table, honey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. That's where I was at.
I took one an hour and 45 minutes
away. Oh my gosh.
For $72,000.
Thinking about it now, that hurts because I'm like, that's time. That's gas. That's food. That's a whole day sometimes when you have to go show it and somebody else wants to go see it at a different time.
Right.
Open house. That takes like a full day to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have done it. I really would have done it starting off because then I'm like, this is maybe the only source of income I may have.
Yeah.
And it adds to my experience and it adds to my knowledge.
Every transaction is so different mm-hmm. and you learn something new almost every single time.
Yep.
Because everyone has such different circumstances with their life, financially or whatever that scenario may be. But I will say real estate is definitely one of those fields where you gotta start from the bottom and you have to take every single deal you can get. My husband, Joe, he's like, had you not taken those, you wouldn't know what you know now, because those tend to be the most difficult. The scenarios are wacky.
And you appreciate the nice, good ones versus just getting nice, good ones and easy flowing when you do get something challenging. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, okay, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to move forward with. If you don't, these are the fees. They could take you to legal. It could get a lot worse. So either we do it because we're under contract, or you're going to have to figure this out.
I'm like, once you sign this, we are legally bound. Deadlines start unless we both agree on an extension. Agreement. And always have an attorney review your documents before you sign anything. If you have questions, seek legal counsel. Do you have any advice for agents just getting into the business who may interact with deals like this?
I think you should still go for it. Like, go for it. Go deep dive into it. Learn as much as you can. Ask many questions. Highlight, and review the purchase agreement and everything that they have signed moving forward. Do the final walkthrough. Do it all. Maybe check in on them a little bit. How many boxes have you packed?
Are we on schedule for moving?
Do you know that when you are at closing table, that means you are moved out unless told otherwise? You're not going back into the house.
That's the only thing I got.
As a new agent, learn what documents there are and what's available and learn the contingencies. Mm-hmm. I can't stress that enough. Like, let's say your seller does need more time. Knowing what post-possession means and being able to explain that. Mm-hmm. You cannot know too much about your contracts. That's my biggest piece of advice.
That's what we're here for.
And there's no such thing as a dumb question.
No.
Just try to understand the answer and don't ask me five times.
Or YouTube. YouTube helped me a lot.
Honestly, yes.
I really did have to sit down and read and understand what felt like space.
There are some terms that I'm like, oh, I wish I remembered what that definition was. Because you see it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
that's a good
point. A simple one the other day was fee simple. And I'm like, I should have known what that meant.
What does that mean?
I remember studying it.
Yeah, me too. That's the other thing, that we have to study all of these things, pass the board and the national exam. And then you come to the field and you're like, so do you want to know how much a whole acre is?
Yeah, do you know how many square feet it is? What is it, Karina?
43,556.
What?
4,536.
No, well, close. I think it's 43,560.
Dang. Are you sure?
Oh, gosh. Do you have your phone? Google. I'm going to be so sad if neither of us are right.
I know, seriously. 43,560. Dang, I said 57, didn't I?
So I was correct. 43,560 square feet is 1 acre.
We don't need to know this stuff. You need to know if it's an acre, 2 acres, 2.2, that's it.
Can you imagine going to a property and it's like 0.27 acres and they're like, what's the conversion on that?
I would laugh in their
face. Leasehold.
And be like, do you have a calculator? There's a lot of things on that test that I don't take moving forward on the field. And so then I guess just prep agent, using that as a resource.
Find a mentor.
Don't go with somebody who's just like,
No, someone who's literally willing to hold your hand and walk you through at least your first 4 or 5 transactions. All right, well, that's the wrap.
Woo! We
made it. We finished our first episode. Yes.
This is awesome. That was a bad one. Ah, there we go.
Thank you, Miss Karina, for coming on the show.
Of course.
And being my first guest.
I would love to be here even again and again. I have a lot to talk about.
Oh, I'm sure everyone's going to love you and you'll be back so many times. Tune in next week. We'll have another episode with another guest and another crazy story. So until next time, stay powerful and stay productive. Bye.
Bye.